USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Tensions between Russia and Ukraine escalated as Russian President Vladimir Putin took steps that many see as the groundwork for an invasion. Putin said he would recognize two separatist regions of eastern Ukraine as independent and ordered troops to conduct operations in that part of Donbas. Despite the closing window on diplomacy, French ambassador to the U.S. Philippe Etienne told CBS News they would do everything they can to avoid war.
But this implies, as I said, in very close coordination between allies, a deterring action and also the use of diplomatic tools.
U.S. embassy staff in Ukraine have been relocated to Poland. Wall Street was closed today for the President's Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Michigan men's basketball coach Juwan Howard is suspended for 5 games for his role in a postgame scrum on Sunday. The Wolverines played the Wisconsin Badgers and lost. Howard was upset that Wisconsin coach Greg Gard, whose team was up by 15 points, called timeout with 15 seconds left in the game. Howard struck Wisconsin assistant Joe Krabenhoff after a tense exchange with Gard in the handshake line. Howard was also fined $40,000. Gard was punished with a $10,000 fine, while 2 Michigan players and a Wisconsin player were each suspended for 1 game. Madonna Spirit was stripped of last year's Kentucky Derby victory, and Mandaloon was declared the winner. Madonna Spirit tested positive for a steroid that is legal in Kentucky but banned on race day. Trainer Bob Baffert was banned for 2 years after the positive test. Madonna Spirit died after a training run at Santa Anita in December. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One Shark is expanding his empire. The details from USA's Tim Berg.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban announced the launch of his online pharmacy at the beginning of the year. Cuban was asked on Fox Business if he'd ever consider running for president in the future, and he says he thinks this new company will be a better focus for him.
What I'm finding out, particularly with CostPlusDrugs.com, I can have a far greater impact than trying to pretend whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat and playing party politics.
He says the goal of the online pharmacy is to eliminate middlemen and bring lower drug prices to Americans. A Gallup poll released in September found that some 18 million Americans reported being unable to afford at least one doctor-prescribed medication in the previous 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian lawmakers voted to extend emergency powers to allow police to quell any potential restarts of protest blockades by those opposed to COVID-19 restrictions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the powers were still needed despite police ending a trucker convoy that blocked the downtown core of Ottawa, Canada's capital. Trudeau noted there were some truckers who might be planning further blockades. A Massachusetts man was arrested for trying to enter the tiger enclosure after breaking into Boston's Franklin Park Zoo. 24-year-old Matthew Abraham scaled several fences, ignored warning signs, but wasn't able to gain access to the tigers. I'm Kenneth Burns.